The Cobra by Frederick Forsyth, read by John Chancer. For security reasons, it was infrequent that the Irmidad, controlling super cartel of the whole cocaine industry, met in plenary session. Years earlier, it had been easier. The arrival in the presidency of Colombia of fiercely anti-drug Alvaro Uribe had changed that. Under his rule, a clear-out of some elements of the National Police Force had witnessed the rise to the top of General Felipe Calderon and his formidable chief of intelligence in the anti-narcotics division, Colonel Dos Santos. Both men had proved that, even on a policeman's salary, they were bribe-proof. The cartel was not accustomed to this and made several mistakes, losing key executives until the lesson was learned. After that, it was war to the knife. But Colombia is a big country, with millions of hectares to hide in. The unchallenged chief of the Brotherhood was Don Diego Esteban. Unlike a former cocaine lord, Pablo Escobar, Don Diego was no psychopathic thug drawn from the backstreet slums. He was of the old landed gentry, educated, courteous, mannerly, drawn from pure Spanish stock, scion of a long line of hidalgos. And he was always referred to simply as the Don. It was he who, in a world of killers, had by force of personality forged the disparate warlords of cocaine into a single syndicate, highly successful, and run like a modern corporation. 2 years earlier, the last of those who had resisted the unification he demanded had departed in chains, extradited to the USA, never to return. He was Diego Montoya, chief of the Cartel del Norte de Valle, who had prided himself on being the successor to the outfits of Cali and Medellin. It was never discovered who had made the phone call to Colonel Dos Santos that led to the raid on Montoya. But after his media appearance, shackled hand and foot, there was no more opposition to the Don.